Dina Diamond, welcome back. How was Israel?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It
incredible
just gets
experience.
Better and better and better.
Especially this time of year.
Exactly. It's summer. Everyone's in an amazing mood. Everyone's
the energy
the
is phenomenal. Yeah.
Now, the weather's unbelievable. It was just fantastic. And also just like every time I go there, it just becomes more and more progressive. Like you actually just see the improvements, the technology, the bikes on the promenade, electric
scooters.
We've
been talking about that quite a lot lately, just how unbelievable that system is. That you can hire a bike from wherever it is. You just follow your GPS and you find it and you leave it wherever it is. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, I downloaded every single app because you can only be on one ride at a time with each app. And all my kids obviously also wanted to get. So I was like downloading Lime and Bird and
right. Yeah,
Wing and... any other app I could find.
All right. A listener called in, unfortunately wouldn't give their name, spoke to Lindy. They say it's quite disgusting. And I think this is for you, Zanati. I think the listener says it's quite disgusting that you guys are laughing so hard at the dog being taken away by the seagull. Okay, it was
Gizmo,
a chihuahua. Gizmo is still missing as a matter of interest. Gizmo is still missing. It was snatched by a seagull. He says that you wouldn't laugh if it was your dog. Well, if it was Fred, I have to tell you, I'd celebrate.
Really?
Can't stand that little Yorkshire terrier. Well, good luck.
Okay.
With any seagull picking up a German Shepherd, that's not going to happen. But yes, yeah, indeed. Look, I do apologize for laughing so hard, but it is a funny story. It really is a funny story that seagulls have gone so bad in the UK that they picked up Gizmo, the Chihuahua, who has unfortunately never been seen again, and obviously I apologize profusely for finding that hysterically
You're
funny.
Very remorseful.
You apologize on my behalf.
Do I look remorseful? Oh, you're saying you can pick
it
up that
it.
I'm genuinely
yes, yeah.
genuinely upset about that, and I'm trying. I'm really trying. 8:13 about to go 8:14. Let's talk about the marketing and recruiting, because actually we're living in a world, although certainly in South Africa we've got this terrible irony of having a ridiculously insane unemployment rate, but at the same time skilled people mm-hmm. are in short supply, which means that companies need to attract good quality people and keep good quality people. And a lot of this is actually about the marketing, isn't it?
Absolutely. So in today's times where we have seen a brain drain and we do see a shortage of certain skills and specific skills, companies, so when people also, it's really changed in terms of the philosophy, because it used to be like, we're the company and we will go and select who we'd like to work for us, and it's a privilege to work for us. Whereas now those skilled employees are saying, you know, my skills are in demand and I can choose where I want to go, and I can actually set my salary and I can set my benefits. So let me see what company will suit me best and what benefits and advantages will work for me the most. And that's why now there's a whole sort of focus on mutual attraction and mutual interest. So companies now have had to really, really pull up their socks, so to speak. And when they look at policy, so first of all, I mean, always salary is always the starting point, but it's research has shown that it's not actually the most important. Because
that's only
the
sort
salary
of,
is correct.
That's just the given,
yeah,
I suppose.
That's almost a hygiene factor.
Right.
So if you actually, the salary is great and you think you're earning fantastically, if all the other stuff that makes your life great, so the way you feel in your day, your level of acknowledgement, your appreciation, your levels of self-actualization or thoughts of development, if those aren't there and they're lacking, or the culture's wrong, or your peers sort of aren't on the level you'd like them to be, then all that bonus and that salary actually completely fall away. And in fact, it's been also seen also through research that if someone is going to leave a company and they all of a sudden they go, I'm leaving, I'm getting a better salary at X place, whatever. But once they've already made that decision to leave and the company counters, once they say, oh, great, okay, I'll up my salary, I'm going to stay at this company. Research shows that over 70% of those people eventually leave anyway.
Because they're not staying only for the salary.
Absolutely. So there's underlying factors. So even though the salary will put like sort of a band-aid on that problem to start off with, it's not actually going to fix the real problem, because the underlying issues that are making you not happy at work.
So how does one attract staff through good marketing?
So when you're looking at a company, you are a brand. So every company is a brand. Every single organization has a personality and has various factors associated with. So when you're looking at a company, you're looking at the culture, what type of environment it is, what type of leadership do you have, what type of leadership style do you engage in? Is it for a flat structure? Is it very hierarchical? And a lot of people work in different structures and they actually prefer different structures. So you get some people say, like, I'm definitely not a corporate person. I don't like red tape. I don't work like that. And I work more in an entrepreneurial environment. And if you try and put that sort of square peg into a round hole, you're going to find problems later on. That does naturally come
through. So the first thing is about a cultural fit, really.
Absolutely.
Between the person and the company.
Yes, and the company markets itself as that culture. I mean, you'll notice every brand straight away, you'll be able to associate it with various, like even a personality. So when you see a tick, you know, that's Nike, it's sporty, it's out there, it's young, it's whatever it may be. But you see maybe a banking brand, it might be more staid, it might be more
old. That's actually important in terms of a company's marketing, because if you're marketing the wrong or an inconsistent image of yourself, then that's going to attract the wrong type of people, and
absolutely,
you're not going to understand why the wrong people are actually coming your way.
Yes, and also, so when we look at also talent and hiring, if you are hiring the wrong person for your culture and for your organization, ultimately that person's going to leave anyway. So if you actually look at the HR consultants, a lot of them hire for cultural fit. So not even necessarily, I mean, they always look at the basic talent and the basic skill set.
Sure.
But if you hire for culture, organizations that have that and they've got a high performing culture and people who they would hire are high performers themselves, then you'll naturally see a progression, a growth, and that person will actually fly in that organization. But if they have the wrong cultural fit, they naturally will fall out at some point or be taken out. Because those,
it's so
those
interesting, because I would imagine that most companies don't look to recruit people based on culture. They look to recruit people based on skills.
Absolutely. But if
and
you
job
don't,
performance.
But every single person is an individual, and that individual works in a certain way, relates to people in a certain way, has their own management style, depending if they're leading a team. And if that doesn't fit that corporate culture, then it's going to be a misfit, and it's going to be taken. And that also, what's going to happen is so why it's so important for a company as well to be able to have that right retention and marketing is because if that person who they've now employed, they've spent money, number one, with a recruitment agency. They're spending a fortune of money paying over in terms of that person and getting them on board, upskilling them.
Training,
spending time. It takes at least 6 months to get a person up and running properly. But if you lose a person, automatically you've lost intellectual property, you've lost company knowledge, and it costs the company a lot more than it would actually if you had the same person doing that job, because they're learning the culture, they're learning the company continuously.
Right.
And the second you lose that person, you have to, it's from a financial point of view, it's very disadvantageous.
Very, very interesting.
Absolutely. And then also, so then you look at companies that, so we say, well, what can they do? So you look, who do people want to work for these days? If you look at millennials, so millennials have got pretty much a bad rap in terms of, oh, they don't want job loyalty, they don't want job, they don't want to stay in the same job. And apparently, over 60%, 65% of millennials actually do value loyalty. So even though we say that millennials want a job hop and...
Yeah, look, I'm convinced. I wrote an article recently that I think millennials are getting a terrible rap. I think
absolutely,
we just need to actually listen to them.
So actually, if you look at the research, and actually show, it's actually contradictory. So we say this about millennials, but they've, as I said, over 65% of millennials in surveys have actually rated loyalty as over 65% important to them.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
So, and also then, only 10% of millennials say that they would stay in the same career and current lifestyle if they knew they would have enough money to retire. So they're also looking at financial security. So what is that company giving them in terms of financial security? And companies have had to readdress all their policies. So if you look also recently in times, leave policy. So personal time, personal value for personal time and life balance, life work balance has become increasingly important again with millennials, but I think with everyone, it's not even just millennials anymore. And if companies show that they're open to that in terms of their leave policy, in terms of their, progression, development, like for example, at Google, they now offer like anything from guitar lessons to coding lessons, just so that you can feel fulfilled and that you can feel that you actually are getting a bit more into your life than just work.
It's incredible. I mean, I know that my one son works in Israel for a company called Monday.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the perks there. Now, what's so interesting is he was so excited to join. Why? Because they've got a fantastic gym within the building.
Absolutely.
He gets breakfast and lunch, and if they stay late, they get dinner as well. They can go book a massage once every, I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then they have these company days where they'll bring, and I'm absolutely convinced that more than anything, that is what is exciting for him to be in that environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is actually the Google model. So if you look at what Google is actually now presenting and why Google is one of the top employers. So if you also look at a list of millennials and desirous places to work, again, that dual marketing of you want me because I've got my skill set, but why do I want you and what are you going to offer me for it? If you look at like a Google model, for example, they will have full meals. So and also not any, just any type of meal. You can have your, if you're a vegan, there's stuff for you. If you're a meat eater, yes, with the organic eggs, non-eggs, fake eggs.
Exactly.
And if you are, like whatever it is, they have that for you. They've got free meals. And people who work at Google, and they've seen statistically, they've done the research, that this adds to employee satisfaction, it adds to employee engagement. And employees that are engaged are more productive. Again, all through research.
Right, right.
But current research shows that only 50% of employees are engaged, which means that those companies that they're working for are doing something wrong because the other 50% are clearly getting it right. Again, there's the natural, obviously, A players and people who naturally get engaged in their jobs. But the environment that is created supports that. So if you look at the whole movement towards open desk, hot desking, working from home policies, you can connect to any, I mean, these days you can pretty much work from anywhere. If you've got a laptop and you've got Wi-Fi, you can do work from anywhere. You can, and also not only that, but then you feel like you're more empowered. You feel like you're trusted and that you can get the job done. And so that is where companies who really are at the forefront are moving towards, because they're also, it's about empowering the employees and feeling that it's their responsibility. But it is again about the benefits, about health benefits. It's about the gyms. It's about healthcare, when there's such a focus these days, especially globally on healthcare and the gyms. Google's got a gym. It's open 24/7. It has got classes on, I mean, from Zumba to yoga to anything. They've got sleep pods. So if you're feeling a little bit fatigued.
Oh, no, and it's not.
They do. Of course they have sleep pods.
Sleep pod.
Yes. Yeah, everyone needs a little nap.
I would not allow you near anywhere like that, because the natty would be popping off every 5 minutes during the morning show for a little cat nap.
You would.
Yes, you really would.
Listen, when you're on live radio, you don't really.
Your sleep pods are just not a good option.
Not a great option. Right. 5 minutes after the show, potentially.
Exactly.
But yes, they've got sleep pods because they realize that not every day is where you're feeling fantastic. So if you need a 10-minute nap and it's going to make you more productive,
yeah,
which
just go for it.
It shows that it is.
Right.
Then go have a little nap, and then also the actual environment, so the physical environment. So are you working in a place that's got open light, sunshine? I mean, all of these are contributing factors. So there's a much greater emphasis, and globally there's again all the companies that really have a high level of attraction and attractability, especially in like the Forbes 100 best companies to work for in terms of surveys from a company also especially called Glasspool of who do people want to work for. It's all these companies that have exactly those features. It's the social security, it's the perks and bonuses, it's the pay raise opportunities, the advancement, development. So again, and it works financially from the employee point of view and from the organizational point of view. So yes, both. If that's not there, then you're not a company that's going to be growing and progressing.
Absolutely fascinating. Time is 8:25. I have just received a notice that our SMS line, and that's as a result, unfortunately, that was from the service provider telling us that our SMS line is not functioning. So if you have sent SMSs through this morning, I do apologize for not having read them out, but I simply have not received them. I believe that the WhatsApp line is still working. You can continue messaging on WhatsApp or on Telegram, 0618951019. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. Absolutely fascinating conversation, and it's awesome to have you back.